So during our time together today, we're talking about the truth about biofilms and how they disable your immune system. Once you understand a little bit more about that, all your symptoms start to make more sense. It's okay if you have some complex health issues. It means that it's time to prioritize going after this from a root cause perspective. You're not too complicated to heal. And healing in this day and age is not mysterious. It's just a little bit more complicated than it used to be. That's okay. We could still use body-driven, body-led strategies. We just need to be really intentional and make sure we're only using tools that actually work. That's what we'll talk about, how to finally break free from this toxic triad of the fungal overgrowth, the biofilms, and the parasites, really that conventional medicine is unfortunately still completely missing. If you don't know anything about my story, I'm just going to say really quick, none of this is hypothetical for me. I had lots and lots of diagnoses along the way that were really, really frustrating. And my life had shrunk down to the size of my symptoms. Anybody ever feel like that? Like, I just don't trust how my body's going to feel day to day. Therefore, I'm going to say no to this thing, or I'm going to hang back, or, you know, I'm going to try to do this, you know, thing that I used to be able to do, whether it's a weekend away with the family, a camping trip, or even a birthday party, or even just as simple as a glass of wine or a meal out, and then pay for it for days afterwards. Your life shrinks down so slowly. Sometimes it's hard to notice just how much is impacting you until something finally gets your attention. It's maybe it's an event or a symptom where it's like, whoa, okay, now we're really in troubling territory. I really have to make this a priority. And so if that happened to you, I totally get it. I just thought it was stress, honestly. And I thought my stubborn weight gain was stress. You know, I'd had a lot of traumatic experiences as a child and a teenager. And so I was working those trauma release tools and, you know, nervous system led practice until I was too sick to even run my practice anymore. And had to go back to the drawing board to figure out how to fix my health. And Michael had to do the same thing. He had to shut down his practice. So it's been an interesting journey where we both had really, really different symptoms. He had full-blown MCAS, unlivable skin issues, you know, TMJ, could not wake up all day long, and like big anxiety outbursts, like whoosh out of nowhere. And I had kind of the opposite. I was down to three foods, but I knew exactly what they were, you know, and if I ate the wrong thing, it would feel like my guts were exploding, like a knife was ripping them open. I had GERD and nausea, and just like the GERD was so bad, like acid reflux all the time. I was very depressed and had very dark emotions. And parasites can do that to you. Mycotoxins, heavy metals, parasites, they can all generate those heavy, difficult feelings. And they can also disrupt your neurotransmitters to the point where your histamine clearance is so bad and you have so little GABA and so much glutamate that your anxiety is through the roof. Like a lot of these difficult emotions that we're trying to figure out how to grapple with in our culture right now are actually biochemically driven because our terrain is overloaded from toxins in our food, air, and water. I don't know how to simplify it any more than that. I want you to understand that it's not an accident that parasites are exploding in this day and age. It's not that they haven't always been there. They have. We've had seasonal cleanses on every continent to keep the parasites in check, to keep our immune system strong. And we have lost that information, you know, that historical ancestral strategies that we used to have that were appropriate for every microbiome, every ecosystem on this planet. We've lost those right when we need them the most. This is what so many of us end up with. And this happened to Michael and me. You know, you think it's digestive conditions or neurological conditions or sinus distress or a lung condition or joint and muscle pain, and or a skin condition as well, and or you're trying to get autoimmune disease labels like mine, like I had Hashimoto's, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. Like these are really scary as they start to add up, especially, you know, when you think about the quality of life ahead and what are you going to do about all this stuff, right? We blame a lot of this on hormone dysregulation, but hormones are all downstream of terrain quality, meaning the quality of your cells and your extracellular matrix, how clogged up they are with toxins and how clogged up they are with parasites, fungus, and biofilms. Depression, anxiety, and even suicidal ideation. Like, I don't mind telling you, that is something that I lived through. And I think we need to talk about this together and be okay with facing this head on. So this is what we call the parasite masquerade. You think it's these long list of supposedly different labels on the left, but it's really all driven by parasites, at least in part. They are one factor among many. All these symptoms are clinically proven to be potentially driven by parasites. It may not be your only health factor, but it could be a really, really significant one holding this in place.
If you're someone who's already done the research, maybe tried functional medicine, a bunch of labs, a cleanse, different diets, and you still feel like something deeper is being missed, I'd love for you to take our root cause quiz. It's a short, thoughtful assessment designed to help you see patterns that might not have been detected yet. Things like hidden toxin exposure or nervous system overload or gut disruption or mold exposure, past or present. It's completely free and it takes just a few minutes. You'll find the link in the description below. Take it and see what shows up, and let's start making sense of what your body's been trying to tell you. So many times your body's not making a mistake. It's trying to share with you, hey, I'm doing the best I can under all of these stressors that I've been put under. And it all makes logical sense once you can connect the dots.
Michael's getting out 3-foot long worms. And I was going, wow, that really sucks for you, dude. I'm so sorry you're going through that. That's not my problem because we have different symptoms. So it couldn't possibly be my problem. I spent a lot of time in denial. It's a very long river and I traveled all the way down it. Then I went into bargaining mode. Well, I guess I have to, you know, potentially acknowledge the fact that parasites might be part of my picture, but am I going to see them in the toilet? And wouldn't I have already seen them? Or how will I know? Can I get out of doing parasite work? Is there a workaround? Can I just like take a constipation remedy and then be done with it? Or is there a way I can tell the histamine in my body to be quiet without actually tackling the root causes like parasites, fungus, and biofilm? And then as you jump into the parasite work and you get empowered, there are still moments of like yuckiness and overwhelm. Oh my God, these things are coming out of me. I had no idea. And, you know, sometimes there's moments of depression too. The good news is this, the story always ends well. You know, that there's a stage of acceptance, like, yeah, they're coming out, but I feel better. I'm still living my life. I'm getting my life back. My life is expanding once more, and I'm still managing all of this while I get the last of these buggers out. And then getting to the stage of freedom again. My energy is back. I haven't seen any parasites for months, and my symptoms and my sensitivities are gone. Did you know that you can reverse food sensitivities and histamine issues, skin rashes, joint pain, brain fog, tinnitus, eye floaters, you know, all these things that are parasite driven? When that is the main factor, all of this can be reversed. And that is so, so comforting to remember. And we see it all the time in our practice and on our campus. People who just do rapid parasite release see major, major improvements in their function. You can get out, you know, big, scary junk like this just by doing parasite protocols that we teach you on our campus. And this isn't about like, well, you know, what species is it? And is it mucoid plaque or is it biofilm or is it fungal overgrowth? I'm pretty sure this thing on the left is not fungal overgrowth. Like that thing took a long time to come out. I know it's really gross, right? Blech. You know, some of them look pretty beat up by the time they come out. And they, yes, can be different colors. They don't all look like beautiful pink earthworms. They don't need to. They don't have to be pretty or, you know, look like what we think they're supposed to look like in order for them to thrive in your gut and really drive a ton of histamine issues, food sensitivities, fatigue. These guys are eating at your table first, and they are driving your symptoms. They're disrupting your sleep. We'll talk about how they do that today. And we'll talk about how they create intentionally a synergy between fungus that you've been exposed to, either through your food or the air around you environmentally, like molds and mycotoxins, for example, from molds, as well as other types of fungal overgrowth from like weaponized yeast. Yeast has become fake and is getting added to foods in ways that were never intended, and yeast byproducts, and they can really, really drive background inflammation in the body in a very frustrating way. So when we get to this point where we have finally empowered the body to start getting some of this junk out, it is deeply satisfying to realize, oh, okay, I can feel better with every release of these. Have you ever had one of those moments where it's like anxiety beforehand, probably because this guy is dying off, feeling like, oh gosh, something is wrong. And then you go to release on the toilet and you realize you have released a parasite. And you, even before you knew what came out of you, you felt this relief, almost like, oh, it's safe to be back in my body again. Like, oh, I just kind of feel more like myself. That is the psychological experience of going after these guys, whether they look pretty or not. Most of them are microscopic, by the way. And some of them are quite adorable. I have a special affection for these trematodes, these liver flukes. But liver flukes are interesting because they have such a long life cycle in the body. 25 to 30 years is what the CDC says. And they're coming in on your food, you know, whether it's produce or meat or fish. There's no class of food or diet that is safe from parasites. The question is not, have you ever been exposed to parasites? The question is, are you a good host? And then where are they hanging out in the body? These are coming from one of our amazing students. She got these out of her nose doing our sinus rinses because we do have to tackle the fungal overgrowths and biofilms that help parasites hide. And a great place for them to do that is actually in your sinuses. So feeling like yourself is still entirely possible when these are a part of your picture because these are reversible. So that's what I want you to remember as we go through the clinical stuff today about this. So solving gut overgrowth, biofilm, fungus, and parasites, why you're still sick, and how to finally clear what's been living in you. One of the most important things I want you to walk away with understanding today is that most gut protocols focus solely on bacterial overgrowth, like SIBO. The problem with this is not that the SIBO isn't there. It's not that it isn't real, but those protocols tend to accidentally ignore deeper, more persistent patterns of microbial imbalance. Biofilms and fungus and parasites form a protective network that allows them to evade the immune system and resist treatment. So if you're thinking about your gut issue like it's a probiotic issue or a bacteria issue, then we're really missing most of the picture of pathogens that are actually running the show and distorting your immune responses, distorting your gut motility, stealing your nutrients from you, stealing your energy from you, making it difficult for you to rest, and yes, disrupting your neurotransmitters, so making it very difficult for you to feel like yourself because you're losing your dopamine, your serotonin, your GABA, and you're getting too much glutamate. And your histamine clearance is too slow. Functional medicine experts are often talking about like, oh, there's dysbiosis in your gut. And in practice, hypothetically, like in an abstract way, that is not untrue. That is not factually incorrect. But in practice, what's happening in functional medicine is they're putting a probiotic in place or a bacteria strategy to deal with this. And that's not what most of the dysbiosis picture is. Dysbiosis is an imbalance in the microbial communities, including bacteria, but really the fungi and the parasites and the biofilms are running the show. They have a hierarchy in place where they get to distort your behaviors at a much more persistent and systemic level than bacteria can, leading to the compromised digestion, immunity, and metabolic signaling. So true resolution really does require identifying these root layers, the biofilm removal, the immune support, and the whole ecosystem recalibration so that we're not just trying to play whack-a-mole with the one bacteria that showed up or the one parasite that showed up on your stool test. Because those are such an incomplete method of assessment. It's fine if you want to use them, if that you have the money and the budget for that, but it's not going to give you the whole picture. It's going to give you a very small, literally pea-sized window into your gut microbiome that has made it through and out the colon to you. That's how much gets tested, is a smidgen of stool off of a pea-sized amount of a sample. And the replication rate for those is really, really low, meaning they don't come up with the same results even from the same stool sample. It's hovering in the low 20th percentile, which is really unfortunate. It's very frustrating, but that's where we're at in terms of commercially available, microbiome testing in this day and age. Doesn't mean that we won't get cooler, better testing methods down the road, but it does mean that if you want to fix your symptoms, it's time for you to start learning about these factors without waiting for a lab to prove it to you. You know, we want to see how does the ecosystem work and how do we support our own body to rebalance the ecosystem. So when we look at biofilms, all this starts to make more sense because they really do act like an invisible fortress in the body. Biofilms are microorganisms that secrete like a very sticky matrix, the extracellular polymeric substances, it's the EPS, that shields them from both antimicrobials and from your own immune system strategies. They'll even, biofilms, as a white blood cell drifts by, will grab it and suffocate it. It will essentially eat the white blood cell so that your surveillance system internally is compromised. Isn't that weird? Like it's biofilms are the slow moving or non-moving Pac-Man of the body. They're very weird. They're really good at hiding bigger parasites. Bigger parasites will actually encourage biofilm growth or even create it so that they can nest behind it, lay eggs within it. That's why we're saying there's such a strong synergy. So within biofilms, bacteria, fungi, and parasites, they can actually share genes and communicate via quorum sensing and exchange resistance traits. Like, hey, this person has used a lot of antibiotics and that used to keep some of the infections at bay. Let's use these strains and these strategies so that we become even more resistant to those than we were before. Oh, this person has, elevated white blood cells. Well, let's tell each other how to work against that so that those strategies don't work. And that's biofilms, fungus, and parasites telling each other. They are literally working together. It's why if you only target one, if your anti-parasitic protocol from some, not to disparage them, but there's these really big celebrity crunchy mom accounts on Instagram. And they're like, just buy my one product because my kiddo felt better on it and the rash went away. So therefore you should buy my product. That's a really honestly disingenuous way to approach this. Your body needs much more strategic support than that, and you deserve better. So I want you to become more discerning after today about what are the tools actually required. The more you understand about how biofilms, fungus, and parasites work together, the smarter you will be about what is actually worth your time, your energy, and your budget. So biofilms are a primary reason chronic infections persist or return, even after rounds of antimicrobial treatment. That's a really important detail for you to know. Biofilms can make pathogens up to 500 times more drug resistant, and that's implicated in over 80% of chronic infections, according to the NIH. So this is not a, do I have biofilms? Everybody has biofilms. Everybody has parasites. The question is, are yours running the show? And are they in a state of overgrowth in a way that your immune system can no longer keep them in check? And you would know because the symptoms that are showing up in your body, they really have your attention. It's just a multicellular microbial community embedded in a self-produced protective matrix often found on mucosal surfaces. So that's your gut lining, it's your sinuses. You know, those are great favorite spots for biofilms, but they can actually be throughout the body. They can be deep in your lymphatics. For example, breast implant illness is becoming better understood in this day and age, thanks to the work of some of our wonderful colleagues. And biofilms are found around the implants themselves. The body is using them almost as like as a protective layer between it and the implant and the body. So you might have some encapsulation. Yes, you know, it's those hard calcium shells. You will always find biofilms where there is foreign material in the body. The body will let that become a layer between you and it. Now, at a microscopic level, I want you to really pay attention to what I just said. The body will let biofilms form a protective layer between the body and the foreign material. When you're getting constantly bombarded by toxins, which are foreign materials, they're synthetic, they're harsh, even heavy metals, which are of the earth, you know, officially, they were buried deep in the earth's crust for the last several thousand years. We've only just now liberated them. They're really hard on the body in very, very small amounts. We're getting those in our air pollution and our personal care products. They're getting actively sprayed on our soils as part of those big ag products, fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides. So it means that we're getting exposed to things that we didn't evolve with. And that's a really big deal because when it comes into your body and your body's like, okay, I'm going to try to use my normal detox pathways to get out these exposures, and those don't work as well as they do for your normal metabolic waste. And you're already overwhelmed with the number and style and size and different scope of materials. It's just a constant onslaught for your sweet little body that's trying so hard to protect you and perform well for you. You know, your body is truly innocent and it knows how to clear this stuff. It just can't keep up. Yes, it will let biofilms form a layer between you and the foreign material. And that's how a lot of this is taking off so fast for our population.
You're listening to the Detox Nation podcast. Firstly, thank you so much for being here. If this conversation speaks to you, tap follow right here on Apple Podcasts. Each episode builds on the last. It's a body of work, not just a one-off conversation. And following it means it's there in your feed every week, ready when you are, and it helps us bring even stronger voices to the mic. Every follow helps this show grow. Thank you so much for being an essential part of it.
So biofilms outsmart the immune system by acting like that invisible fortress, right? They inhibit immune detection by masking antigens and damping inflammatory signals. Pathogens inside biofilms, remember how we talked about just a minute ago, parasites can hide within or behind biofilms. Pathogens inside these biofilms can modulate macrophage activity to suppress immune activation. So your alarm bells should be going off to come in and tackle these pathogens and say, not today. You gotta go. We don't want you here. No, thank you. But because they're using biofilms to modulate your macrophage activity, the result is suppressing that appropriate immune activation that should be going off. So you might be reacting to things in your body like toxins, food contaminants that are getting out into your bloodstream because of your leaky gut, because of your everyday toxic exposures. And your immune system is essentially wasting your immune energy on those materials and not efficiently seeing and going after these guys, the biofilms and the pathogens that are working together. And your immune cells, like neutrophils, for example, really struggle to penetrate the EPS layer of biofilms, resulting in this chronic low-grade inflammation rather than eradication. Biofilms confuse the immune system into tolerating them, like living with an intruder who hides in your walls. That's a really good way to think about it. So this might be why you struggle to detox until you get a biofilm-savvy strategy in place. Now, remember, we don't want to explode this stuff. Do you know why? Because biofilm, just like pathogens, are holding on to toxins for us. And as we dissolve them, we want to do so with care and intention and in a pace that your body can tolerate. We don't want to carpet bomb them. We do not want to have to go after them with harsh, you know, materials like prescription strength stuff can often really backfire because it's not providing a full solution. And all it's doing is temporarily liberating some of the stuff. So people can get huge reactions to what used to be highly tolerable antiparasitics. You know, we used to say, yeah, if you want to work with, you know, prescription antiparasitics, that's fine. You know, you can do that at our clinic if you want to. But, you know, what we have discovered is that people are becoming more and more sensitive to those. People often don't use enough clearing strategies in place. And so we want to be much more intentional and strategic in this day and age, just because the more toxic and clogged up our terrain, the more care and strategy we need to apply to the protocol design itself. Heavy metals and biotoxins bind to the sticky matrix of biofilms, just like we were just saying, creating internal reservoirs of toxicity. That's why it may be hard to clear out the junk without dealing with the biofilm, but you don't want to just explode the biofilm because that can be a retoxification event for you. You want to gently dissolve and slough off and clear out and like deal with it almost like a biofilm flush versus like a liver flush, basically, but in a no flush flush approach, right? We don't want to create a big event out of it. We want to create like baby daily flushes of these things. We're really emphasizing clearance, not just exploding them in our guts. So detox symptoms, like anybody ever had these when you're trying to deal with your symptoms, you're going on a detox or a cleanse or an antiparasitic protocol, and you actually feel worse. Headaches, rashes, brain fog, flu-like symptoms, that's herxing, often spike if biofilm isn't addressed or if binders are improperly used. So biofilms acting like a sponge is an okay strategy for your survival in the moment. But as the problem builds up, it means you have to treat them like the sponge that they are in order to get rid of them. So we don't want to just explode the sponge or squeeze it out and then leave it there. And then all the toxic stuff from the sponge is just like sitting in your guts, making you feel bad. We actually want to rinse the sponge out with water with gentle little squeezes, flush, flush, flush. The solution to pollution is dilution. We want to get back to a state of flow. So clearance is a way more important clinical strategy. So like really upregulating drainage and binders during this process while you dissolve biofilms, while you use antiparasitics. And we want to make sure that you can tolerate those fundamentals of drainage before you go after and start shooting to kill. We want to be intentional about this. Biofilm ecosystems adapt very rapidly, and fungi and parasites can signal each other to change form or even retreat. You are never going to kill all the biofilm. There will always be at least 1% of your biofilm that is in dormancy at any given time, and it rotates which part of the colony is in dormancy, so that it's always a healthy batch that is going into dormancy, so that no matter what, if the conditions are right, it can reawaken to try to run the show in the future. That's nothing that we have to actually stress out about. You know, you're talking to somebody here today, like I thought that I was going to die young from my Lyme disease and that I was going to be wheelchair bound in the process because I could barely move for a couple of years. I couldn't lift my arms up enough to brush my teeth, so I didn't. I couldn't unfold my hands to, you know, grip my own steering wheel, so I drove to work with my wrists and elbows. That's why Michael wouldn't get in my car. He called it the death trap. Thought it was insane what I was doing, but I didn't know what else to do. You know, we can withstand a lot of suffering. What got me to realize that I had to take a totally different approach was that I didn't feel like myself anymore as a human. Like my temperament, my personality was gone. My sense of humor, my creativity, my natural generosity, my ability to be present for myself or other people was totally gone. I was a shell of myself. And it's because this ecosystem of biofilms, fungus, parasites, you know, the Lyme and co-infections, they all play a role in this too. They are a part of this ecosystem. So we can't kill our way out. And I'm not worried about my Lyme coming back. I'm not scared about that. I know what it took to get me out of that position. And by the way, I'm a giant wuss, okay? I am inherently lazy about self-care. I was always looking for the shortcut. I wanted to blame a doctor. I was like, why can't you just give me like something simple, like a single pill? Or is there a surgery? Like just cut a part out of me so I don't have to think about this anymore. I can go back to normal. Like I really had very remedial thinking about this and big attitude and chip on my shoulder. And I crashed on absolutely everything I tried. I know that if I can do it, you can do it. I am not afraid of my Lyme disease, even though like we would call it like officially in remission. And so like, yes, it could come back, you know, and the biofilms could come back because they always have a little bit of dormancy. But I know exactly what to do to keep myself safe. Whatever I want, whenever I want, I go wherever I want. I travel. I do the conference circuit and talk on stages to practitioners every spring and fall. That is exhausting. That is a huge output of energy. And I see what the other speakers are doing behind the scenes to prop themselves up. It is a very, very demanding life. And I don't have to do what they're doing. I don't have to trick my body into faking it for short periods of time, like some of these other speakers. So I want you to know that there's absolutely all the reason in the world to be really excited and hopeful about your future. Because if I can do it, you can definitely do it. And now I lead a really big life, a bigger life than I could ever have imagined, which is crazy. When I'm talking to you about this stuff, I don't want you to go into despair. What I want is for you to feel empowered, like, oh, that's why the stuff that I've tried hasn't worked. Well, that makes sense now. I'm going to get smarter about what is worth my time and energy. What is really going to take to be in partnership with my body? Now that we know that multi-species biofilms with bacteria and fungi and parasites amplify this inflammation, amplify drug resistance, amplify nutrient theft, so they're eating at my table first. Well, no wonder I feel so depleted. Even if you're overweight, you're probably at the cellular level starving to death. That's the functional experience in the body, even if you're carrying extra weight. So please give your body so much love and adoration and reverence for what it's been able to do. This isn't just about candida, by the way, when we're talking about like fungal overgrowth. Biofilms protect more than just bacteria. Candida becomes invasive and immune evasive in biofilm form. That's very true. And parasites like blastocystis and giardia nest within fungal colonies and mucus biofilms. So they're all working together. That is the point. And then the heavy metals bind to the EPS layer, just as they're coming in on your food, air, and water and creating further immune confusion and reducing detox capacity. So this microbial matrix creates like a self-sustaining ecosystem that must be dismantled in phases. And that's the part where, you know, if you had any leftover magical thinking like I did about, oh, it's just one product, I just got to find the right one product for me, we want to let that go today. That is some lovely magical thinking, but we can outgrow that. We can be smarter than that. This requires a dismantling in phases. If we really respect it for the self-sustaining ecosystem it is, that's holding your parasites, your biofilms and fungus in place, which is generating your skin conditions and your joint pain and your tinnitus and your floaters and your food sensitivities and your sleep disruption and your hormone dysregulation and your mood swings, your anxiety, all of these frustrations that really dictate the quality of our life and really shrink down what is possible for us on a day-to-day basis. This is an ecosystem and we're going to dismantle it piece by piece in a really intentional way. That's why you haven't been able to clear or detox pathogens until you include some biofilm strategies. Enzymes like serrapeptase, biofilm busting botanicals like black walnut, oregano oil, and targeted binders are essential to penetrate the EPS and expose hidden pathogens. But we don't want to just use those tools alone. And we need to choose the right tools for you at the right time, given your sensitivity levels. So there's a class of antiparasitics that are still working, even in this day and age, a class of biofilm breakers and dissolvers that are still working in this day and age. And then we have drainage support tools that are still working in this day and age. And then we have binders that are actually worth your time and money. And then we need a lot of energy support to tackle all of this, because your body knows that this is happening to an extent. It's not stupid, but it's not in a position to do anything about it because it literally doesn't have the core foundational nutrients or the energy to deal with it at this point. So you have to give those back to it if you're going to be in partnership with your body. It's like Candida is just such a great example of this. We all have Candida. It shifts from yeast to Hyphal or the invasive form under stress or immune suppression. Who here has had a little bit of stress or a little bit of immune suppression for one reason or another? Maybe it was the mold or mycotoxins. Maybe it was COVID. We've all had a rough few years, right? This is 2026. We now have all kinds of things on our bingo cards that we didn't before, you know, in terms of life events and world events. It's been a rough few years for all of us. So of course, your opportunistic pathogens in the body, including Candida, will respond in kind. Mycotoxins released by fungi, impaired liver detox, and vagus nerve signaling and mitochondrial output. So there's this cascade effect in both directions. If you have any of this junk in your body, which we all do to some extent, as soon as you start experiencing enough stress or enough depletion, they're going to start to take advantage of that. And once they have set up shop, they're going to reflect back to your body, hey, I'm going to inflame your bile ducts so you can't detox as fast as you used to. I'm going to impair your vagus nerve function so you can't settle yourself down and self-regulate as well as you used to. Why does that matter? Why would they even bother to do that to you? Why is that a core strategy for parasites, fungus, and biofilms? Because if you can't self-regulate your nervous system the way you want to, the way you are literally designed to, if you can't soothe and settle yourself down and create safety for yourself within your body in an embodied way, your nervous system will tell your immune system and your digestive system and your detox and drainage strategies, don't put energy there. It's not safe enough right now. We need to be on alert to deal with these threats. Don't upregulate detox and drainage right now. Don't go after the invaders. Don't focus on digestion. It's not safe right now. We'll get back to that stuff once the threat has passed. But now we're living in an ongoing threat, aren't we? Which is okay. It's not too late to fix all this stuff and actually fix it with natural tools. But we do have to tackle the problem head on because it doesn't get smaller. Parasites and fungi co-colonize in mucosal biofilms. This is that toxic alliance that I promised to tell you about. So parasites and fungi together, what does that mean? It means the little critters that came in on your food, parasites, whether they're microscopic or the bigger helminths, you know, the trematodes, whatever they were that came in your normal everyday exposures, maybe from letting a puppy kiss your face or swimming in a river, you know, when you were a kid, wherever they came in, they came in. And those parasites and the fungi that you got exposed to, whether it was Candida or mold, either mold in your food or mold in your environment, they co-colonize, meaning they work together to build up their colonies in mucosal biofilms. So they're telling biofilms, hey, hurry up and make more of yourself because we want to nest in here and we need lots of room to do that. And they protect each other and confuse immune responses. Fungi degrade gut barrier integrity. That's a really big deal. While parasites hijack neurotransmitters, resulting in anxiety, food reactivity, and exhaustion. So this is the synergy that drives chronic immune suppression and dysfunction and leaves you reactive to the world around you. So the immune energy you do have gets spent on ready, fire, aim. Oh God, there's a Glade plug-in. Let's get a headache. Oh God, I sat in an Uber or I sat next to somebody with perfume or I ate something with a weird toxic preservative in it. Let's have a big immune response to those things. And that's how your immune energy gets spent. It gets wasted. Ready, fire, aim, because your mast cells are so trigger happy and ready to release inflammatory materials, those cytokines, interleukin 6, histamine, all of it. And there's nothing left over for the other side of the immune response, which is, hey, we're going to mount an immune response. We're going to go in and we're going to get the bad guys and we're going to kill them and flush them out. That's the other half of the immune system. And there's not enough energy left over for it. And that's deliberate on the fungus, biofilm, and parasite strategy. That is their core idea. Their reason for winning until now is we're going to get the immune system to react to the other stuff, the toxicants, and not be able to mount an immune response to us. So the synergy drives that chronic immune suppression and leaves you reactive to the world around you. If you feel like your sensitivities are multiplying and your energy is disappearing, this hidden alliance is probably playing a big role for you. And pathogens don't always stay in the gut, right? We got to get smarter about this stuff. They migrate and embed in the sinuses and lungs. We have to remember pathogens don't always stay in the gut. They can also be in your skin and your scalp. That's a big one. Most common misspecies are blastocystis, Entamoeba histolytica. Those are known for extra intestinal tissue invasion. Strongyloides, that's a big one, systemic parasite with auto-infective capacity. What does that mean? It means they can keep perpetuating their life cycle. They can be embedded deep in your muscles. That's why you might be having aches like I did. We get that blamed on fibromyalgia, and then it's like, oh, well, now we finally figured out it's Lyme and co-infections. Well, usually, actually, it's a synergy between, yes, the Lyme and co-infections, but also strongyloides and how the biofilms keep these guys going because they will hide them from us. Candida, really good at penetrating the tissues body-wide. Candida is not a gut problem. It is a whole body problem. And Aspergillus, that's a fun one, right? That's our molds that are super common. There's actually many mold species that are really common now that have invaded throughout the body, and they target different systems in the body depending on the mycotoxin they're excreting that is showing up for you. So because these guys evade basic stool tests and can be dormant or cyclic, especially visible around full moons or during immune suppression, yes, you see little strategies pop up like, well, let's go after them during the full moon. I get it. There's actually science behind that. It's not just woo-woo hippie stuff, because your immune system is slightly weaker during the full moon, and you are trying to produce more serotonin during the full moon. That's just a part of what your body's trying to do. And parasites love serotonin, and they love immune suppression. So you do see reasons for them to flare. But we want to be smarter than that and get ahead of their life cycle. So mood and cravings, we really need to get smarter about this and develop a new, fresh story that gives our body grace. You are not weak. It is not that you lack discipline, that you are reaching for sugar. Doesn't that chocolate look great right now? Wow. This is actually neurochemical mimicry. So parasites and fungus can secrete or interfere with neurotransmitters. So they can create fake dopamine, which is really interesting, that creates an energy surge for you and addictive cravings. So which is your like persistent thoughts about chocolate or persistent thoughts about dairy, like, I really need that pizza, 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 pizza. Like that's a fake dopamine surge. That is parasites trying to run the show. They want to be satiated with the foods that they want. And then they will excrete irritants afterwards that make you pay for it. So you'll get a short-term relief, a short-term high when you eat these foods because they're so happy. And then they will excrete really toxic poop and pee. That's the endotoxins. And so you'll pay for it afterwards with fatigue, bloating, skin rashes, you know, sleep disruption because of the histamine clearance issue, like all of it. They also interfere with your serotonin, mood instability, gut dysmotility, GABA disruption, anxiety, the insomnia, the panic attacks. Like parasites are so good at making sure that you can't produce GABA efficiently enough. And even the GABA you do make, they have strategies to actually block your cellular receptors from receiving the GABA and using it efficiently. So what does that mean? The brakes on your nervous system. So glutamate is the accelerator, vroom, vroom, like let's get up and go. Histamine's an accelerator, norepinephrine, vroom, 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 vroom. GABA is the brakes. Let's calm down. Let's soften. Let's slow down. Let's relax. It's time to wind down. And so of course you want brakes to work well. And that's your safety net, especially in an overstimulating world. And if you can't access that, of course that means you're going to be more vulnerable to parasites. And that's all they care about. How to keep you on the back foot so that they can run the show. So cravings, the pathogens hijack your taste buds and satiety signals to feed their life cycles, especially sugar, dairy, and simple carbs. And the inflammation and malabsorption that you're experiencing, that's damage to the gut lining. And that's going to impair your nutrient absorption, especially those fat soluble vitamins, A, D, E, K. Like we need those for our hormones, for our brain, for our bone and teeth health. So some parasites produce enzymes that inhibit serotonin transporters and also alter vagus nerve signaling. But that emotional volatility in general, the rages, the panics, histamine issues, those aren't just your traumas. That's not just the news cycle hijacking and ruining your day. Your ability to self-regulate is getting stolen from you by these critters. And you are still a very resilient person underneath all of this. You're still a very positive person and creative and naturally emotionally generous and kind. Like all of that is still available to you, but it's underneath these distortions. So that's why I want you to feel better about who you are as a person. I want you to remember that everything that you loved about yourself, your ability to trust yourself in certain situations, your natural kindness and compassion, like all of that is still there. Your body's just aiming for survival right now. And it's having a perfectly logical response to the stresses it's been put under.
Thanks for spending this time with us today. I know these conversations can bring up a lot, and I want you to have room to sit with what you learned and let it land in your own body. If you want more support or you're curious about the next step on your healing path, you can always connect with me. Find me on Instagram at TheDetoxNation and explore resources mentioned in this episode at detoxnation.com. This conversation is shared for education and personal reflection and isn't medical advice. Please always work with your trusted healthcare providers for your care. I'm really glad you're here, and I'll see you in the next episode.